Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Mr. Dave Koz. Show, www.thematthewaronshow.com. You can find us on iTunes under podcast at The Matthew Aaron Show, Matt Aaron Show on Twitter. Am I good there, Steve?
Yes,
sound guy?
Uh-huh.
I am sitting in here. Oh, Matthew Aaron on Facebook as well. And if you'd like to fuck with anybody, Caesar Marconi on Facebook as well. I am sitting here with
Capris. Hello, you can fuck with me on Facebook if you like.
And I am also here with
Michael Terzon.
Michael Terzon. Why do you all got to be Chaz Palminteri when you come on now, everybody? Well, you, Lenny.
Time out. How the hell are we all Chaz Palminteri? First off,
Michael Terzon.
There's only one Chaz Palminteri.
There is only one. There is only one.
How about that DuckTales theme? Pretty good for a cartoon theme.
You know, Disney can rock it up.
I know.
They got a couple bucks.
Yeah.
They spend well on that.
Yeah.
Well, what do we want to start with today? We have Brandon Quinn from Against the Wall, Entourage, The OC, all shows a little cooler than me, but yes.
A little.
Yeah, well, whatever. He will be calling in from Canada because that's where everyone films Chicago nowadays.
Bullshit.
What was that, Mikey?
That's bullshit.
Why?
Well, look, not that there's anything wrong with Toronto. I think Toronto is a great city. But it's not Chicago.
We almost lost our Toronto fan base.
Yeah, all one of our listeners in Toronto. Yeah.
Listen, Canada has been filmed for Chicago a lot. I mean, it's been going on since the 90s. Remember Rumble in the Bronx, the Jackie Chan movie where the mountains are visible in the background?
It doesn't mean I have to agree with it.
Well, you don't have to agree with this. You know who you should file a complaint with?
I don't agree with
it. Why don't you file a complaint with the city of Chicago?
No. Hey, I completely agree. I completely agree.
It's so expensive to film here.
I thought they lowered the rates.
Trying to now that Rahm's in, but I mean, Daly was not a big fan of filming.
They started filming all these movies in Chicago for the last, like, 5-6 years. I thought that was because they lowered the cost.
I think they did lower the rate, but not that much. Enough where they're going to film a couple blockbusters here,
right,
but nothing. If you're going to do an indie movie here, you're doing it on the sly and hoping the offices aren't following.
Well,
Sorry.
I was going to say, if you're going to shut down part of the loop.
Caesar says we actually have a decent following in Canada.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We do love Toronto.
Home of stars. I didn't say anything wrong with Toronto. Hey, you know who else is Toronto?
Home of ham that they call bacon.
Dino Bravo.
Dan Aykroyd. No, Dino Bravo, Montreal.
You sure it wasn't Toronto?
But there is a large Italian conglomerate
in Toronto.
Actually,
a very good friend of mine, his family has an Italian jewelry store in Toronto.
Oh. Jewelry, yes, jewelry.
Well, there was that period.
I was hoping that's where you were going.
Mid-last decade where I think it was like the middle of 2005, 2006, 2007, where they made so many movies in Chicago. Oh, my God. It was one. It was The Weatherman and Derailed and The Batman and then the
Wanted.
The Breakup and Wanted, yeah.
I was loving it. Chicago was getting some love.
Public Enemies.
Public Enemies?
Yeah.
I love Public Enemies. The sequel.
Now, I got to tell you guys about something. When we were watching, when me and Len went and saw Fright Night, Saturday.
Was it good?
Sunday. Actually, not too bad.
I heard it was good.
It was entertaining. Colin Farrell played the part real well.
Yeah.
There's a preview for called Saving Private Perez.
And what's that about?
It's about Mexicans that go to Iraq. It's about a Mexican drug cartel from Mexico that invades Iraq.
Couldn't find a better title.
Huh.
Saving Private Perez.
Yeah, it couldn't be.
It's a comedy movie. It's not supposed to be serious.
Oh, it's a comedy.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, come on.
Mexicans in Iraq.
Oh. How serious is a drug cartel?
Is George Lopez in it?
Drug cartels are very serious.
Paul Rodriguez making a cam?
No, they're all Mexican actors, like from Mexico.
Oh, Paul Rodriguez isn't Mexican. No,
but Paul Rodriguez
what
is
a phony.
In this
what movie. A phony baloney.
No, it's a troupe of like Cheech Marin, George Lopez.
Yeah.
Actually, I hate to say it, but if all those people were in the movie, it probably wouldn't go anywhere. Not that they're bad. that they're bad actors. They're all very good actors.
Our booking agent, Pat Tobias, there's some names you can cross off the list. Right. Continue, Mikey. Okay.
So, no, what I'm saying in the sense that this is one of those movies that with no names, it'll kind of like The Sopranos. They went out of their way to get people that weren't well known.
Where are we, Holmes?
No, but that's how it is. They're like in Mexico's most fashionable styled drug cartel king. Goes to save his brother in Iraq. I mean, it was the most ridiculous thing ever. They're all wearing pink and like turquoise. It was funny.
I think we've given the Mexicans enough time on tonight's show. Anyways, Mikey, you and I, I'm just kidding. Plenty of more time for them when I'm off. Mikey,
I'll see that.
Zing.
I'll see that.
Mikey, we had an interesting conversation at dinner today, and that's why we had to play two songs. I had to run to the John. Some royal buffet action.
Yeah, I'll be there shortly.
Four different kinds of Asian cuisine, and it's all buffet style. But we had an interesting conversation about Mr. Alex Luisi and women. Yeah, we need to open this can O.
And then,
let me open this can O because I want to hear what our listeners think of this.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, this didn't happen just at Royal Buffet. It happened last night as well.
What happened last night?
Well, I sat down with Alex and I said,
fireside chat with Alex.
You know,
she's at work.
So this is perfect.
Oh, okay, good.
Unless she's an iTunes
subscriber. Look, I'm just saying,
I will send her the link.
If I was tapping an ass like that, I'd be all. I mean, I would.
Here we go. Listen, pal. Why do you think? Now, look, he's not just getting one blowy a week. He's getting like seven. And he's getting, like, sex every day. And you know why?
That's like an average of one blowy a day.
She's running a tab. She wants to get hitched. Women
don't
like sex. They don't want to give out blowies. They
time
don't
out,
like
time out,
having
time
sex.
Out.
Hold on. I'll give you your chance here. They don't like any of this shit.
Maybe not with you.
They run a tab like that because they're waiting for you to get them hitched. And then when you get hitched, the sex shop closes and you're done. You're done. That's what she's doing. That's what every broad does. They want you to be as miserable as possible. And then when you're comfortable being miserable, then they want to change you because they feel you're miserable and they make you more miserable.
So today we're the Tom Likas show.
No. I love women. Don't get me wrong, but let's just be honest. So go ahead, Mikey. What's your opinion on this? Since you have a strong one, I'm sure. Are you playing Angry Birds on your phone while I'm explaining this to you?
Now, I will tell you this. I will throw this at you. Matt, I'm so sorry that you do not know the world that is women who enjoy having sex.
They don't!
Well, maybe they just don't enjoy having sex with you because you're more concentrated on football game.
I feel like they don't, though. They act like they don't.
No, I need a timeout. One night stands is one thing.
You need to read a whole lot. You need to read a book called The Secret Garden.
I did not expect him to say that book title.
Did you read The Secret Garden?
Not The Secret Garden you're thinking of.
Oh, all right.
There's another book called The Secret Garden. It was written by a woman psychologist.
A remake? Was it a remake?
A woman psychologist out of New York, and she took memoirs from like 600 of her patients, and they're all women, asked them for their deepest fantasies, and then she compiled it into a book. Let me tell you something.
This is horseshit. We're not talking about some whore at ISU, okay, at Illinois State University.
I'm not talking about a whore at ISU either.
Where they're all easier than Mario level one. What we're talking about here is
if you're that good at Mario level one, why don't you get laid more often?
No, because my point's not about the skanks. And men can be skanks, too, so don't get me wrong. My point is about the woman that puts out 7 days a week. She wants something. And it's not to be a skankaholic. And she probably doesn't even like the sex. No, she's not one of your wiener. There's nothing special about your Down syndrome looking
wiener. Let me check something real quick.
Hold on. We have a phone call from Charles Salvatore.
You're dirty, freckled Italian.
You're on the Matthew Aaron Show. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah, it's Chuck.
Yeah, hey, Chuckie.
Charles, do the episode.
All right. I just turned the show on, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I agree with Turzo. You're an idiot and know nothing about women.
Are you
bingo.
Kidding me?
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? The guy that gave you dieting advice?
I know. I said I can't believe I'm going to say this, but women enjoy sex just as much as men. If you don't believe that, you're an idiot.
No, they don't, Charles. Man. Not when it's 7 days a week and you're in a relationship.
I know. First of all, 7 days a week is a pretty difficult lie to keep up.
He says he gets it 7 days a week.
But, Matt, don't you think people lie about women lie that they pretend they don't like sex?
Chuck.
Pretend,
I know.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
Hold on, Chuck. I'm glad you're here because I need somebody else who actually gets laid once in a while.
Oh!
I know. That's why I wanted to call and defend you, Turzo. You're right. No. Of course women enjoy sex.
Yeah, there are plenty of women that there's women out there that are sex fiends, okay? There are.
Oh, yeah. There's women out there that want it more than some men.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, it's more so than not. They're just
Well, let's
shy
not go
it.
Nuts. There's no woman that likes sex more than any man.
Yeah, but
Oh, no. I beg to differ. I've known a few girls and a few guys, and I've known some girls that were just the horniest people ever, and they wanted it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Right. I know plenty of
Charles,
girls.
Charles, you don't know what you're speaking of.
I know a girl.
I know a lot more about this subject than you do. One, like Turzo said, I actually get laid.
Charles,
but two, I mean, like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Who are the last two women you laid, Charles?
A one-night stand in Vegas.
Plays with them.
Two one-night stands in Las Vegas.
Were they Pabst Blue Queens?
Were they both older?
Well, first of all, I didn't sleep with the one.
Well, oh, he's got to get quiet. The roommates are in the other room.
Okay. Wait, were they from Social 25 or Hub 51?
No. The last woman I slept with was a woman that I slept with in Vegas. The one before that I was seeing here in Chicago for about 5 months. Nah, I should say about four.
I don't believe any of this.
Yeah, it's the truth.
What do they look like?
It's all kinds of women. Hot women, ugly women. I mean, it's just the same thing.
Who's the
last? All kinds of women like sex. Some more than men.
A girl by the name of Tara.
Give me a story where you know women like sex just as much as men.
You honestly want to know?
Yes.
I was with my buddy, Richie. And okay, we
farted some royal buffet. Mikey, was that you?
Oh, come on! I just lit the candle.
I think it's kind of amazing that you could.
Oh, it was him! Look how beat red he is.
Oh God! What? You know what?
Jesus!
I think it's kind of amazing that Turzo can talk very eloquently and let that shit go at the same time.
Oh my God!
Oh,
Matt, I'm not gonna name names, but I do know people that were a couple, and after they broke up, one of the things that she told me was that they didn't have sex enough because she was always horny and she wanted it more, and there were days that he just didn't want to do it.
Was this
Chuck, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Was this a Polish broad?
No,
it wasn't her. It wasn't her.
Jesus Christ!
What did I tell you about when you take little things of everything from the buffet, it all smells like one big thing in the end?
Oh, God, it's like hot garbage.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, if you guys were getting laid, not any longer.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Charles, you want to do your own show? Because I got to take a break.
Yeah.
Charles Salvatore hour.
Oh, wow.
It's still
it was epic.
Oh, and you're sweating now, Mikey. You're sweating. That fart was.
You better tell him to check his pants.
Oh, man.
Nah, we're safe there.
Anyway, so these women.
No, I knew a girl. She called. She used to call my buddy up and ask him to, into a cup for her so she could drink it later. She was that obsessed with it.
Did what in a cup?
I know we're kind of cleaning up the act around here.
Oh, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are we? Because I believe hot garbage was just dumped for a fart joke.
You know what? Next time, just do it right into the microphone. We're already playing low.
No, that one was a silent, deadly version.
It was an SBD.
Charles, you there?
I'm here.
My ass just released Steel Team 6.
Are you sad you're not in studio today, Charles?
There's opinions.
Right now? No, I'm not.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so go on with what you're saying about women who like to fuck as much.
Okay, I knew I had friends, and they were a couple, and when they broke up, she told me one of the things that she didn't like about the relationship is that she was always horny and she wanted some, and he just would not give it to her all the time.
Actually, and just to elaborate on his stuff, there's a lot. Hold on, Louise, we haven't. There's a lot of times that a lot of relationships are broken up because the guy doesn't give it to her enough or good enough or in a situation like that. It happens all the time.
I'm sorry, my women
are... Or the guy assumes that, oh, we did it yesterday. She doesn't want to do it today. When she's like, oh, my God.
Assumes that. Most of the time, a man or a woman, and most of the time in the case of a woman, they cheat on their husband because they're not getting pleased.
Are either of you two using Viagra?
No.
What about...
No. Oh, no.
Why would I need Viagra?
Well, I was wondering because, you know, the blood flow on bigger people.
By the way, Matt, no one would ever lie about having to take Viagra.
Not in this room, especially.
Yeah, right,
no.
Right.
If I was on it, I'd tell you. I don't really care, but I'm not on it. I know people who are.
I don't need to take it, but I have taken it.
Charles would whisper it if he was.
Charles would
it.
Say. It's not like he hasn't embarrassed himself on this show.
No, I'm dead serious. I took it one time. I took half a pill, and let me tell you, that was 3 hours that she'll never forget.
You are sweating.
I know. I'm hot.
Yeah, I mean, I know people that take a little crack a pill in half, and they'll take it if they know they're going to get some, and they laugh for hours, and they go a few times.
Yeah.
I'm getting a really weird echo of myself.
Well, do you have your computer on?
No. Well, yeah, but the sound's turned off.
Is it bad now?
Whatever.
Oh,
I don't hear no echo of you.
That's all that matters.
Why is Alex texting me during the show? You're sitting right next to me.
What?
Why are you sending me sites to sex lubricants? Oh,
Alex is the biggest perv. I love
it.
Yeah,
Caesar says there's some bad Chuck feet.
Matt, did you use up all that free lube you got from the porn convention already that he's got to send you more sites?
Hey, you know, it washes right off. It's
I didn't
stuff.
Touch that lube. What am I going to do with that lube?
Well, if you need me to explain it to you,
yeah,
maybe we have to have another talk.
Man and woman love each other very much. They decide, what are you going to do with the lube?
You know what I do when I jerk off? I use candle wax.
Oh.
Hot candle wax.
Oh.
Right on my dick, and I go right to town.
Oh,
like
God.
Any real man.
Okay, Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin. Oh, your jokes are just as bad as ever. That's good. Good to know. You got a Ricky Martin impression you'd like to do?
That was the verbal equivalent of Terzo's fart.
Oh, man.
No. My fart was much worse.
Well, if you missed yesterday's show, you missed Luis's impressions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah, you weren't missing it.
Okay.
Was it like a William Hung that was bad enough that it almost would have been funny? Or is it, you know?
William Hung's funny.
No, he just can't sing.
Compared to this guy.
What were his impressions? Just like, hey, here's
Chris Walken.
Here's Marlon Brando. Hey, I'm Marlon Brando.
No. He tried.
I have a question.
They're bad.
Lee, you're a comedian. What kind of do you do any impressions?
A few.
Can we hear some?
Well, you could maybe, but I'd have to tell you, it'd be a certain type of impression. I can't just do any one.
Of course, I'd have to say that if I was gonna do an impression for you, there'd be a certain type of one that I was going to do.
That's actually a good Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, that's a great Marley Matlin. That was great. That was good. Yeah, great job.
I was going to say, that was a good Matthew Aaron.
Oh, come on. Who invited you? Hey, by the way, you want to hear a bad impression? Listen to Chuck's impression of me sometime. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, no, your mother loves my impression of you.
Yeah, actually, Chuck, let's hear it right now.
Do you watch the Cleveland show? You know, that bear on there?
It talks a little bit like this, you know?
That's pretty good.
Go ahead, Charles. Share your awful
Chuck
impression to me, just so people know how much you don't sound like me at all.
All right. So this is Matt when the Cadillac got stuck. What are you doing? Take off your pants and help me push. No, that's bad.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was
it's not going to come off over the phone. I can't do it.
Oh, he is doing. He's getting into it. He's Lee Strasberg over
here.
Yeah,
right. Maybe the feedback actually helped.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yay. So we have Brandon Quinn,
Medicine,
coming on the show here. Brandon
great.
Quinn
do
for
you, Steve. Do
what
you do
are it? You? What now? What?
I do not.
I'm trying to promote our guest, and you guys are yapping.
Okay.
What are we talking about here?
If Steve does impressions, he's got to do one right
Steve,
here.
Steve, you do an impression
he
of
says
me?
He doesn't want...
Let's share it, Steve.
Steve, get on the mic. Let's hear an impression.
This is real. Ay, ay, ay. This better be good.
Steve, you look like you just got out of bed this morning. Please, you don't have any class. Put on some slacks and a collared shirt for once in your life.
That's pretty close.
Hey, I got to tell you what, you're meaner to yourself than I am.
Didn't you say you had no class at dinner?
No. I was defending your sister, and I said the pot was calling the kettle black. Okay?
You were calling him black is what you were calling him.
And you were on pot.
You know, now anyways, why are you insulting him? Come on.
Brandon Quinn from Against the Wall will be on.
Okay.
He's also been on Entourage. You may remember him as, what's the Asian guy's name on that?
Lloyd.
He's Lloyd's boyfriend. And he's on the OC as well.
Huh.
I forgot on the OC.
Don't we know a guy named Lloyd? Oh, no, his name's not Lloyd.
Do we know a Lloyd?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about...
A gay Asian named Lloyd?
No, I was thinking about the other guy that you used to call Lloyd all the time. You and Jimmy the Head.
Oh, yeah, we're always calling people Lloyd. That's our code word.
Well, there's definitely a couple Lloyds at the buffet today.
There was.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie.
There were two Lloyds.
Bert
and Ernie.
Oh. What? Yeah, he's busy. What's wrong with you? He's a busy man. Luisi is just... Chuck, how do you hang out with Luisi?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
No, compared to some of the other people there, Luisi's pretty normal.
Oh, you're pretty normal? Please, how is he pretty normal?
He's pretty normal. I think so.
I said compared to some of the other people there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Compared to other people. Yeah, who are you comparing him to?
Pretty much everybody.
That's a safe answer.
Well, now he's he's wondering what he makes at what do you think of Terzo?
Terzo's all right. I don't like hanging out with Terzo after the bar. Like when you guys go to restaurants, I kind of get a little nauseous.
Why is that?
Why?
Watching him eat.
What?
Wow.
What? You don't like the way me and Lenny go at it?
You don't like to watch him?
No, it's disgusting. I get full and nauseous watching you guys eat.
Oh, wow.
Well, guess we shouldn't.
Especially when you discuss on three slices of pizza and a Philly's best.
Luisi just brought up a good point. He actually can eat just as much as me and Lenny, but you probably just accentuated the fact that we're all over 300 pounds, that we must be
overeating. Oh, yeah, that's accentuated.
But not Luisi.
I've never eaten. I had food with Luisi, all he had was soup.
If I were black, that'd be like saying I was a criminal just because I'm black. That's what you're saying.
Well, but like I've eaten with you, Terzo. You don't eat in a way that makes me physically ill. It's not like food is going splashing all over his face when he's trying to eat.
But when you're sitting there at a table and you're watching Matt, Lenny, and Terzo all scarf it down, you're just kind of like, I'm not gonna eat.
Yeah.
You threw me in that grouping.
Collectively, it's kind of a scary taboo.
You threw me in that grouping, Charles? How dare you? I'm a celebrity. I get what I want.
Haven't you heard of it? The Matthew Aaron Show?
Here's the deal.
Yeah, every time I talk to him, that's all that comes out of his mouth.
What happened to your little radio show?
We got kicked off the air talking about the gays.
Kicked off the air. They didn't want you no more, huh?
Well, we were talking about the gays. Well, I wasn't. The other two were, and we got kicked off the air.
I don't know if the gays is... it may be a little derogatory to call them the gays.
Aren't they homo sapiens?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh.
We're all homo sapiens.
Speak for yourself.
I was generalizing.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Am I getting a headache from that Chinese food?
I am Lee. Are you an alien?
MSG, MSGs.
That MSG, I could taste the MSG.
I ain't
no
homo nothing. Really?
Was
it bad?
They don't call it MSG anywhere. They call it accent.
Ah.
Yeah, whatever. I'm fucking sick from it.
You know, it bloats you.
Oh.
Do you feel like you're a little fatter than normal?
Yeah.
It could be the bloating.
You get to a certain, glass ceiling of fat where you just don't really feel a difference anymore.
No, I still do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you got some room to gain then, I guess.
I guess so.
Please don't. You're good.
Hello?
Frozen body fat.
I would be dead. Well, if I dropped 200 pounds, that would make me about $170.
Nobody has 0% body fat.
He
Bruce
said,
Lee was the only person
he
that
said
had...
at $170, he'd have 0% body fat.
At $170, I would be dead.
Oh, yeah? I searching Law and Order, by the way?
Who is
it? I meant to search Law and Order, and I put in Lawn.
You got instead a grass care.
A couple garden gnomes that do some order on their lawn.
Right.
Brandon Quinn from Against the Wall will be calling in from Canada any moment. Okay. Terzo has some questions for him about filming in Canada,
from Canada
instead of Chicago, I'm sure.
Well, I will say this. When I did my research online and I was looking at all the photos I could find on the internet of Canada, or excuse me, Toronto, there were some areas. I mean, they do have some brownstone buildings and things that are similar, but I just don't see the overall result.
So you're telling me you've never been to Canada?
No, I haven't.
You looked at photos.
And that's why I
internet.
Said, based off what I could see online, there were some brownstones that looked similar, but from what I could tell, the aerial views and some of the street views, I didn't think it was extremely
so
similar.
Lee, you looked at photos on the internet. That sounds like due diligence to me.
Yeah. Well, it's...
Oh, I'm so sorry I didn't fly to Toronto for a radio show in Matt's basement.
It's it's
studio.
It's
in
due.
The studio in Matt's basement.
Not my mother's basement.
It's due, all right. I don't know about the diligence.
Studio.
Yeah, studio.
Yeah, due diligence. Yeah, it's due.
Oh yeah, I do hear the strippers in Canada are amazing though.
Well, you get a little extra.
Well, they got to be doing something right up there. Their tax rate is high enough.
Is it?
Oh yeah, real high.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's a very socialist economy.
Yeah, I do. Free healthcare.
You know what? Don't bash socialism, pal, because I live in a socialist household. Okay.
A socialist household of four is not the same as a socialist country
of 300
million. Yeah,
it's the same, pal. I give to everybody in this fucking household. Okay. My sister doesn't have a car.
Yeah, but you love your family.
I let her use my car all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
Theoretically, they would be giving to you as well if it
and
wasn't
I love
socialist.
My country. I wouldn't mind if it was a little
well,
more
well, the
socialist.
Problem is, in this country, there's a lot of giving that couldn't have been done by people who get a lot of getting.
Well, that's the way it is in my house!
Yeah, but they're your parents! There's a difference.
I'm not talking about my parents.
She's your sister.
I'm talking about pregnant women.
She's your sister.
Footing around upstairs.
Stomping around?
So,
by the way, never live with a pregnant woman.
No,
if
I already
have. If you get
your
wife pregnant... Grease up the stairs. Grease them up. I'm telling you right now.
Oh,
it's hell.
Boy.
Or stay at the fucking stay in suites for 9 months.
Put a, well, put, it sounds like
her.
Put a banana peel everywhere.
Yeah, a couple banana peels.
Give me a wacky whoop.
Yeah. Every time she comes home, you're pledging the floors.
Right. Out it pops.
Where's Tobias went? He's always bothering me. I think they filmed the pilot for the show in Chicago.
Oh, very nice. So they're going to trick everybody.
That was just to get those establishing shots, though.
Trick everybody.
No.
Hey, you know, there are a couple of very good actors in that show. Treat Williams.
Oh,
I like the Treat Williams.
You like Treat Williams?
Very good actor.
Brandon Quinn.
Brandon Quinn, who, of course, is on. And then Kathy Baker, who's also a pretty good actress.
Yes.
She can hold her own. She's all right. Picket fences. Oh, here, well, I don't know. This could be... Hello, you're on the Matthew Aaron Show. Who am I speaking?
Hey, what's up? It's Brandon Quinn.
Okay,
hey.
Brandon Quinn.
All right.
Hey, Brandon Quinn.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Well,
very good.
I am doing good. This is Matthew Aaron. I'm sitting here with Lee Capreas. Lee, say hello.
Hello, how you doing?
And Mikey Terzo, say hello.
Hello, Brandon.
No. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I am doing all right. We want to talk about Against the Wall. We got a couple bone pick. We got we want to talk about your acting career. And what do you want to start with, my bones, or should we go right into the resume, or what?
Let's start with the bones, man. Let's get the goods out of the way.
Get two bones.
You guys got a crew over there. You guys are going to team up on me.
Yeah, well, no, they may not agree with me. They may think I'm an asshole.
No.
But I got two bones to pick. One, you're a little good looking. I don't know how much I like that.
Yeah, everybody good looking that we have on the show, Matt's got to let them know about it.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Now, wait. Too good looking in general or too good looking to be a cop?
Oh, well,
a cop in Chicago? Both.
Yeah, a cop in Chicago.
Have
you seen these
people? Yeah.
You've never seen a good looking Chicago police officer?
We're friends with quite a few of them, and I wouldn't be calling any of them. DQ Man of the Year.
No.
They might be good people, but...
who's the Australian actor?
Though Treat Williams isn't the ugliest dude in town either. He's pretty good looking, too.
He's aged well.
Yeah. Great. So
yeah, he's a good looking guy. He's a handsome man.
Okay, but
he's something to aspire to.
Now, did your extreme good looks? Now we know, of course, you're a good actor, but did your extreme good looks play into you getting the role of Lloyd's boyfriend on Entourage?
Well, you know, as every job I get, I'd like to say no, and it's all about the skill. But I, you know, I'm sure there's a little of that plays into it. Absolutely, I believe. What is it? The first thing Jeremy Piven says to me in that shoe store on my first scene was, he looks, he's like, wait a second, you're a good-looking guy. How could Lloyd get a good-looking guy like yourself? So I guess maybe that might play into it a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you're honest about it, so that clears that up. No, I mean, that's...
It doesn't mean I necessarily agree with it, but, you know.
Well,
it's the way
to tell you why I'm happy for you. You're one of the people on the OC that graduated from doing teenage angst, and you went into Entourage, and now you're on Against the Wall, so you're doing some adult fare. So congratulations for not getting stuck in that circle.
Yeah. Thank God.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I'm happy with the way things have been going lately. You gotta. It's hard because, you know, there's a part of you that, you know, you wanna work, and you know, sometimes, especially with the way things have been going lately, what with the economy and the actors' strike and all this, like, you can't be as choosy as you once could.
Right.
You know, so there's a part of that, but then there's also that, you know, that integrity that, you know, you want to possess and hang on to, and everyone has an idea of where you want your career to go, and you just kind of hope those pieces all kind of fall into place. And I feel like thus far, you know, I've been given the opportunity to kind of switch it up a bit and not kind of do the same things that I've been doing. So it's been great.
What's interesting about your new series, Against the Wall, is I saw the first preview for it in a movie theater, and I had no idea until the end of the preview that it was on Lifetime. It is a very mainstream-looking show for that network. So that was good to see. I actually was interested in it from the preview. Then the Lifetime thing, of course, makes me feel a little weird, but, you know, I'll give it a look, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about it is, I mean, even when I read the script, and, you know, and this certainly isn't a knock to Lifetime, but it didn't read like a Lifetime script. It's kind of like something they've never had before. You know, they're, I think, in a position now where they're, you know, trying to switch it up and bring in some new viewers to the network. And you know, they got bought out by A&E a year and a half ago. So I think they've been in this sort of slow transformation. And you know, I think, at least I hope they think that they found it in our show, because you're right, it certainly doesn't look or read like anything that has previously been on that network.
So when you're talking to your homies and you're telling them what you're doing, how do you sell it to them that, look, how do you sell it to them once they know it's on Lifetime to watch this show?
Say, I'm not playing an abusive husband.
I'm not playing an internet cyber.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Well, it's so funny because you tell certain people, and there are some people who seem to check out right away the second you mention that. And, you know, you got to reel them back in. You got to hook them and reel them. And I'm like, wait, hold on. No. Listen. You know, and I just tell people, you know, it is a family drama first, but it has a little bit of everything. You know, you have that family drama, you have that cop drama, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry. You know, I always just try telling people, don't judge a book by the cover, give it a shot. And 9 times out of 10, you know, everyone is like, all right, I'll take your word for it, I'm going to give it a shot. I get, you know, messages back saying, dude, holy crap, we really like the show. You're absolutely right. So
yeah.
That's been the general answer that I've been getting from people.
Yeah, I would be telling people, look, there's dirty cops, murder, sex, good stuff.
You know, there's all sorts of stuff. You got murders, you got beheadings, you've got all that crap.
Sex again.
The
kind of stuff that I previously didn't think was welcome on Lifetime. I mean, they once showed the movie Goodfellas edited.
Right.
You know, with all the swears like, monkey fellow. You know, yeah. Something like that.
And I'm very happy the show does not star Meredith Baxter Burney.
Yeah, exactly. No, they told us, man. They I believe there was a note that came across the wire, and don't quote me on this, but they were looking to kind of push the envelope a little bit more, that, you know, they're really into kind of like viewer feedback right now, and, you know, there were a lot of, you know, their audience members are like, look, we want to see more, we want to get more. So, but, you know, you can't please everyone because, you know, the few scenes that we have that seem to kind of push that envelope, of course you get those people who write in and discuss it and will never watch the show again because there's, you know, some sex scenes and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a fine balance. You can't please everyone, but I think, you know, you gotta go with what you think is quality and what you think is good and run with it.
Well, who knew? With 70 years of television, they're finally looking for some viewer feedback.
Good to know. Good to know.
Awesome.
The customers. My other bone, Brandon, is a bone that I have. And that you do, it is a Chicago show, but you're filming in Toronto. Now, you're a Canadian. Uh-oh. You're a Canadian-born guy, correct? Or do you just live in Canada?
No, I'm U.S. I'm from Colorado originally, and then I moved out to Los Angeles after I graduated high school, but I have spent a lot of time in Canada because my first series I had, that filmed in Montreal, so I was in Montreal for 4 years back in my early 20s, and then now I'm back up here shooting this, so I'm American. I'm American!
All right. With all that Canadian experience, Paul Kupkin, with all that Canadian experience, tell me that Toronto can be anything like Chicago.
Well, you know what's funny is I had never been to Chicago up until recently. And, you know, we're up here and we're shooting. And I'm like, I am walking around Toronto. And I'm like, I buy it. Looks like Chicago. Feels like Chicago. And I go to Chicago last week. I get to go to a certain somebody's on the Chicago Bears house to shoot a scene. Oh. Say no more. And it was the first time I was in Chicago, and I was like, wow, Toronto really is nothing like Chicago.
Thank you.
I loved it. There's a feeling you get in Chicago that you really do not get anywhere else. It's like this big city, you know, with this Midwestern feel.
So,
and it's got a very distinct look and feel to it that you definitely do not get here.
So what are the scenes, Brandon, that you shoot in Toronto, and what are the scenes that you guys shoot in Chicago? It's like a lot of B-camera work for the overview.
Stuff
in Toronto.
Well, you know, just so you guys know, we, you know, the producers, everyone wanted to shoot the show in Chicago, but that was, you know, that was a studio decision. You know, they, before we started filming, they took, and it's all our own stuff, a B crew down there and, you know, took a whole bunch of, you know, exterior shots of the city, you know, as much as they could, and they try plugging that in as much as they can. And we only got to go down there once. I got to shoot a scene with Brian Urlacher, believe it or not.
You've done some.
And,
surprise me.
Oh, my gosh. It was the highlight of my season. It was amazing. The guy is just incredible.
Was his brother lurking around mooching?
Yeah, Casey? With Billy
Deck?
No.
Yeah,
it was just Brian. I didn't even know he had a brother. Is his brother usually his brother, his entourage?
Yeah, there you go, entourage. Yeah, his brother is a thinner, bald version. Yeah, he's Brian Urlacher, except tinier, and he's got a reputation for doing a little mooching.
Dude, Brian is a stud, man. He invited us to his house. We filmed in his house. He, you know, what I gathered from that is he's just like he'll give you the shirt off his back type of guy.
That's great.
And I kind of got a man crush on him, I got to be honest. And I'm a diehard Denver Broncos fan. Yeah. So that's saying a lot.
You have played gay, Brandon, so it's okay. Okay. If anyone knows about man crushes, maybe you could teach me a thing.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say this: if we get the chance to come back for a second season, he says, knocking on wood, I do know that they really want to try going down and actually shooting, several weeks out of the season, in Chicago to get that feel.
Yeah, you'll have more money than to do so. Mikey, you got questions?
Yeah, no, actually, I was going to say, I have some friends that have family in Toronto, and I'm just curious from you actually being up there. I hear Toronto's, not to hate on it, Chicago's a great city, but I hear Toronto itself is actually its own great, unique city, and there's a lot of stuff going on over there.
Oh, Toronto's amazing. Like, I had never been here either previous to the show, and I didn't realize, what a metropolis it is. It's a huge city. And, it has its own feel and its own unique vibe. And I'm having a blast here. The people are great, and there's tons to do. There's tons of culture here, and there's really good restaurants. And there's festivals. It's canic. I guess you guys get it, too, in Chicago, but it's freezing here. So the few months of nice weather, that they have. I mean, people flock outside. Everyone's outside. There's festivals. There's, you're right on the water, so it's got this great look and feel. It's amazing. Like, it's a really, really, really fun city. It's extremely busy here right now. There's tons of productions, a lot of stuff shooting here. So it's busy. It's a popping place.
So, Brandon Quinn with us from Against the Wall on Lifetime. I did want to ask you then, since you brought it up, the grub in Toronto. What are you eating?
Poutines?
Well, it's funny because, when I was in Montreal, that was like my staple. I had poutine at least, once a day. I mean, it's incredible. You do see it here, but they've kind of got their own little flavor of it, which I haven't even tried it yet. But I... what do I eat here? I mean, I'm a steak and potato guy, which is kind of weird being up here because there's such an array of food. But, there's this restaurant called Oliver's. It's a steakhouse that is ridiculous. And I frequent that place. Believe it or not, you can actually find some pretty decent sushi up here. And actually, just Saturday, Treat had us all out for a little cast meal at this lobster house there over on the water, which is so funny. They're trying to sell this fresh lobster, and it's on the water. It's this great place, but it's fresh water. So it's no different than being in Ohio or something at a lobster house. It's really funny, but it is right on the water. You're looking at all the boats going in the marina, and it's got this great feel. And the food was pretty good. So, I've been kind of trying to switch it up as much as I can.
Well, you brought up Street. I did want to ask you. You've worked with a lot of great actors now. Who would you say is someone on set that has really influenced you acting wise? Anybody?
I'm just going to go, just off the top of my head right now. And honestly, Kathy Baker is incredible. She is. I mean, not only is she, a brilliant actress, but she's the most just down-to-earth, approachable, kind and generous woman I think I've ever worked with. I mean, I love her. She is so motherly and so just great, but she takes her work so seriously and you watch her and you watch, Treat when they get on set, you just really, get the feeling you're in the presence of greatness. You're around these vets who just know what they want. They know how to do it, and they do it consistently time in and time out. But Kathy, she's great. She's the type of actor that I want to be in that. She's really talented, but she's just like a normal person, and I just love it. She's so grounded.
That's very cool. I kind of suspected that of her. She's fantastic.
I love her.
Her work with David E. Kelly is outstanding. Anytime those two get together, it's fantastic.
Oh, she's ridiculous. She has some scenes that have yet to air on this show that, honest to goodness, like, make the hairs on my arm stand up. She's just so freaking talented. And her and Rachel Carbone have, like, the most incredible chemistry and relationship together. It's just, it's unbelievable. Some of the scenes those two have cranked out.
So Rachel's one to watch, huh? She's going to be really good.
Yes, she is. She, I mean, you know, from the second we started, we, you know, I was sitting there and I was watching the pilot for the first time with my wife. And we both paused it about halfway through and we just look at each other and we're like, oh, crap. Rachel's good. Like, Rachel's really good. Like, she just has that je ne sais quoi. She's special. And you really get the sense when you're around her that the sky's the limit. And, you know, she has a tremendous amount of pressure with this show. And, you know, the girl lives at work. And she's in, you know, darn near every scene. And that, I've never seen someone handle it so well. She just rolls with the punches, doesn't really complain, just, you know, is always fun to be around and good spirits, and is the first one to always compliment someone else, and she's just she's really fantastic. Cause you know, I've heard horror stories. I'm sure it could have gone the complete opposite way with a lot of different actresses, and we all really lucked out with her.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about Entourage, because that's everyone I think that this room watches, whether some people like to admit it or not. I think everyone watches it. Thurzo, do you watch
Yeah, of course.
I actually really do like Entourage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've only gotten to see, like, probably about 15 episodes.
Oh, okay.
I just don't get a chance to watch it.
All right. Well, Brandon, what's it like filming on that set? Is it a different set than anyone you've worked on? Is it a little more laid back? What's the deal over there?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, first of all, it's the only show that I've ever worked on, and it's the only show that I know of that they don't have any studios, so everything they do is on location. Hey. So, you know, with that comes, you know, you're always, you know, I don't want to say you're always in a rush, but when you're in the studio, it's like being in your home, right? You're in your environment, and when I say you, I mean the entire production. You have time on your side, whatever. You have your own. You can basically do whatever you want. When you're on location, man, your time is money, and you're dealing with crowds and people. So, my first scene, that, like, three-page scene with Jeremy Piven, talk about being thrown to the lions, you know? Like, yeah. We were in a shoe store in this crowded mall, and I really got the sense that everything was just kind of rushed. You know, so it was kind of stressful, you know, being on set for the first time. You're working with new actors, you're doing a scene with Jeremy, and you kind of feel like, wow, there's no room for error here. You gotta buckle down. But it kind of puts you in the mode and kind of brings out the best work in you. But it's also kind of exciting because you're always somewhere new.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it took me a while to get comfortable on set with those guys. And not that, you know, they weren't friendly or anything, but after, like, a couple episodes, I kind of found my groove. And, you know, I think they kind of, because they get so many guest stars in on that show. And hey, after I'd been around for a while, they all kind of like, oh, okay, he's one of us, sort of speak. And everyone kind of loosened up around me. And it was great. And I loved working on the show. I really enjoy working with Rex. He's awesome. He's amazing. And, you know, I've never had a scene with Kevin Conley, but he's a super cool guy. So it was fun.
Rex Lee was the glue of that. He's the glue of that show in my mind. He really is.
His character really works his way into your heart when you watch that. You know, he kind of
well, hearing. And he's also us. He's the viewer's eyes.
Right.
Totally.
That role. And I think Jeremy Piven may be a little jealous of Brandon's hair. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let the Piven thing go. The bro is bald. I am a bald man. I have a very big vendetta against fakies with the hair. But I won't get Brandon in trouble. I'm not gonna get Brandon in trouble. I'm sure Brandon loves J-Pivs, which is cool. Right. But
you know, I will say this, and I was driving the set, and I, you know, it's funny, it's my first day shooting that scene with Piven. I'd never seen the show before. So my manager calls me and I'm driving to the shoe store and he's like, all right, well, you know, good luck. I want you going into this knowing everything. You know, he's like, just forewarning you about Jeremy, you know, the rumors are that he could be a little of this and a little of that. And, you know, just keep your guard. He was just kind of letting me know the word on the street about Piven.
Yeah.
And, so I was like, oh, great, man. But I didn't have any problems with him. He was fine with me. It was great. But, you're not going to get anything out of me. But my manager did kind of warn me of some of the other stories that have been floating around about it. So.
Now, wait, though. When Brandon says you're not going to get anything out of me, does he have the truth to the hair drama?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about no hair or no nothing.
I have my own Treat Williams lobster dinner for you, Brandon, in L.A., and I'm out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's on the sly, I'll say off the record.
Yeah.
Because that's the code.
Oh, boy. You better be careful, Brandon, when Matt asks you out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brandon's got a man crush. No, I'm going to man crush Brandon. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's awesome.
Are you in Bronx?
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying Brandon a lot. I got to be honest with you, Brandon. I didn't know what to expect when having you on because, a lot of the people I've had on are friends of mine or they're people I've known in the business or know somewhat of, and I'm like, oh, this guy's really good looking. That annoys me. What am I going to
do? Dude, you got a complex, man. You got to be, happy with what you got, right?
Got a lot.
Isn't that
of...
how the old saying goes?
Yeah.
I got a lot of complexes.
He's been through enough therapists.
This turns out very well because I like you, Brandon. You're a good guy. You're a good
guy. Likewise. The feeling's mutual.
Well, you were talking about Kathy Baker and saying how down to earth she was. I think you're very down to earth. So there you go.
Oh, thank you, man. That means a lot to me. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Honestly, with respect to Piven, I've heard so much about him. Some people say he's not a nice guy. Other people say he is. He's misunderstood. He cares that if you don't like him. He cares whether or not you like him. Other people say, well, he's nice to a lot of people, but maybe a little rough on, like, valets and waiters. Other people say, no, that's not true
at
all.
You know what's sad about me is I don't give a shit about any of that. I just care about his hair. He could be the biggest planet. Cool.
He's got hair implants.
Right. When did Bro go from bald to chic, I want to know. That's all I.
Oh, that's funny. Hollywood secrets, baby. Hollywood secrets.
I don't really care about who's a dirtbag in Hollywood because I'm sure people are calling me a dirtbag. So, what goes around comes around, I guess. But hair is
You just want the hair, man. You just want the hair. I understand.
Yes.
I always say to, Andrew Walker, the guy who plays Brody, he's got this, like, great, flowing hair. And I'm always like, gosh, dang, what is that like? My hair grows up, not down, man.
Your hair does.
Grows up, dude. I kind of got a bit of fro going on.
Yeah, you have an uppity. You have an uppity head.
My hair grows up even though I haven't.
Yeah.
Well, let me just throw this out here, Brandon. Coming from a long line of family people who have extremely slicked back hair, it takes a
back hair.
No, slicked back hair.
Oh, slicked back.
With that flowing waves of graciousness. I just gotta say, it takes a couple years of training. So start now. Use gel and just keep combing it back every day. Next thing you know, boom, you'll be like Bradley Cooper.
All of a sudden, this is the
I love it.
Joe. Brandon Cooper.
man, that has a nice ring to it. Brandon Cooper with the flowy, downwards growing hair made me a happy man. I'm going to start as soon as I wake up in the morning.
I'm going to unveil a secret here, Brandon, but in college, we used to watch The O.C. every week. It was a good way to pick up women. We go to my buddy's house, invite women over, and they'd all want to watch it.
Sounds good to me.
So my question for you about The O.C. is then, I don't remember at what point you were on. I do remember you were on the show. What was that like at the time that you were on? Because was it near the middle or is it towards the end when things were a little hectic on set there?
It was the end. In fact, it was the very last season.
Okay.
So, what's her name? The lead girl. She was already gone.
Yeah, Misha.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Misha Barton or whatever. So she was already gone. Yeah, the show was, I think everybody was just kind of, over it. But, I didn't know any different, so it didn't. Nothing like peculiar stood out to me. I didn't see anything crazy or any, you know, nutty, you know, wacky breakouts by any actors on set. But I did come in the last season. I mean, I had a great time. You know, everything. You know, it's like you know, no matter what you do in life, you want to, you hope, or you, at least you always try to, you know, walk forward. You know, climb the ladder little by little. And for me, that was a step up from, you know, what I was doing previously. So I was tickled pink, man. I really enjoyed my time working on the show. And, you know, Melinda Clark, I worked a lot with her. And
yeah.
You know, she was great to work with, and she's extremely wonderfully, and I'm not trying to be perverted, but soft lips. So that was nice as well. And so, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I would write a make-out scene between Melinda Clark and I any day, too.
yeah.
You know what, though? That show, you're not too bad if you're a male and you watch that show and your reasons were Peter Gallagher.
Yeah,
and Tate Donovan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Tate Donovan's fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, of course, man. It's
that
cool.
That was always my selling point. I'm like, look, there's hot broads and Petey Gallagher's eyebrows. That's why I'm watching.
Most charismatic eyebrows in Hollywood.
Oh, those eyebrows can dance.
Absolutely.
Man, all the way since Summer Lovers.
Yeah, were you ever in a scene with Peter Gallagher?
I wasn't. No, I saw him. You know, we got to talk a few times, like just in like the makeup trailer, getting ready, or you know, kind of going back and forth. He would do a scene right before me or after me. So I actually did, you know, get a sit with him quite a few times, but I never got to work with him, unfortunately.
Well, I just,
but yeah, he's a very striking man, right? He has this very.
Well, I got
you know.
Like talking to a woman with big tits. Like you walk up to him and he's like, "My eyes, not my eyebrows. Look at my eyes."
And he can tell if you're looking into his.
Dude, that's classic, man. I like that. That's a good one.
Well, Brandon, we're really thankful you did this show. I know you're calling in from Canada. I don't want to keep you too long. I don't know what the pay rate is out there in the Canadiaville.
Whatever. But it's just AT&T.
Well, what you should do is we're moving the show out to L.A. in November. You should come on and join us and sit on in.
Oh, dude, I would love that. I think that'd be a blast.
I'd love it, too. So that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. So we hope to have you on again.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it, man. You guys were great. Had a really good time. And
right. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks.
I don't know what to do with compliments anymore. I don't know what to do.
Accept them?
Yes.
You just gotta accept them with a smile. I know it's hard sometimes, but thank you for all your kind words and compliments, and I'm gonna throw that right back at you and say you guys are great and you're fun, and I would say this was one of my my better interviews. I had a really good time with you guys.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun too. Just don't get ugly on me, all right?
I'm trying. And I've already got one beauty tip, you know, with the slick back hair and the gel. So I think I'm on the right path.
Stay in the gym, because when we come out there to L.A., you're not going to want to be seen anywhere other than our house doing the show. Trust me. You're not inviting us out to anywhere you're going, because it'll be you. And why'd you bring the fat guy behind you?
Why'd you bring all the munchies?
He wanted to be the pretty girl with all the fat friends.
Right.
That's what he...
Exactly.
You'll get women for that. He'd be like, "Oh, that's so nice of him."
Yo, charity work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the sympathy girl. Those are the good ones, though, man. Those are the ones you want to bring home, right?
Oh, those.
I was like, "Oh, he's so sweet. He's such a humanitarian. Oh, that is so nice of him."
Yeah. Oh boy. Great. I'm picking up tips.
Dude, that's awesome. You guys are team players. I love it. I love it.
Right.
Let's plug the show real quick. Against the Wall, it's on Lifetime. What's the date and time, Brandon?
It is on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great night, and let's hopefully talk here in a few months.
Please do. Thank you.
Excellent.
Bye, guys.
All right, best of luck.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. You too. Bye.
Brandon said we were team players.
I got some gossip out of him.
You know what? He was a good amount.
You know, you rip on me for being the gossip guy, okay? But I get some good stuff here. Right?
You got some good stuff. He was fun.
These guests that we have on, they're dying to spill the beans about some of this stuff. They can't, but they want to.
You wait till he's at our house, and I get the hair thing out of him.
Make a couple margaritas.
Peach schnapps and now's you can't leave is what's going to go down in my house.
So what you're saying is me and Lenny are going to be there.
But I find it interesting that he called us team players. I think that would dissipate after one night out with you guys.
Yeah.
And the motherfucking.
Mikey, do you need to take a small break for your dietary purposes? I can give you a 4-minute break. We can play a jam and come back.
It's subsided.
Oh, it's subsided?
Yeah.
Well, are we going to play the TV theme song game with you and Steve? Steve is our
Steve,
winner.
Wanna, right.
Steve is. This is Stump the Steve.
Well,
TV theme
here,
song.
We're going to throw this. We're going to throw this out here. The guy who played 14 years of baseball and 10 years of wrestling, so wasn't at home a lot after school, probably isn't going to do that well.
And then maybe we'll give Lee a shot if he'd like. Do you want to stump the Steve? Can you stump him?
I don't think I could. I didn't watch all these shows, some of them.
Well,
you guys
I do try to give his opponents a little
easier
way.
Are we going to do this the Italian way where you give me the answers under the table?
No. No, there's no Nick Spies Bieber to give Luis the answers like yesterday.
Right, Nick Bieber.
Luis, get to Google ready.
Yeah, Nick Bieber Spies.
This is not going to be the least remote.
All right. Hey. All right, Lee.
Come on in,
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Lee, come sit next to me, pal. All right, Stump the Steve is about to begin.
Oh.
Should we do categories today?
I can see now. Stump the Steve and I'm already stumped. But
Lee, do me a favor. Give me two categories.
Stump.
Like genres of shows, 80s, 90s, cartoons, romances, dramas,
right.
Comedies.
Peter.
What are we doing?
You know what?
Family dramas. That's Steve's. What's Terzo?
You know, Stump the Steve.
Make Terzo's a little easier.
Actually, Stump the Steve, we brought it. That sounds like a good porn name, although it should be Steve.
Well, this one's going to be really hard because Stump the Steve, I don't know if Steve and family dramas coincide.
I was going to say.
Well, I mean, no, keep the topic.
The extent of my TV watching was Tiny Toons and involved into Pawn Stars, so I missed a little bit in between.
Yeah. Kid shows for Terzo.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, Cesar Marconi texts me.
What?
Yes, he was a really good guy. Our producer, Cesar Marconi, wanted to let everyone know, Brandon Quinn, good guy.
No, it would be a lot of fun.
He did the test.
Next season, you're going to see slick back hair on him. Watch.
All right, so do we start with Steve here? I'll give you an easy one off the bat.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
Is that about right, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, I feel like the fat guy from Beat the Geeks.
You are.
Is that what I've come to?
Hey, Steve, nobody knew you were fat until you just said it. Beverly Hills 90210.
It said the fucking thing for you, too, yesterday, and you didn't know what Small Wonder was, even though it says Small Wonder 10 times in your fucking song. And I said I'm giving them an easy one to start. Steve, you buzzed in?
Yes. Thank you for giving me an easy one. It was 7th Heaven.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. Yes. It's the first one.
Thank you.
Oh, please. Like, yours isn't going to be easy. On your phone is every cartoon show of all time. I don't know how I'm going to get around this, to be honest.
Find a good one. It's a soundboard. It doesn't mean I even know what cartoon they're from.
I need a kids show.
Pick a winner.
All right.
You could do Family Guy. I know that one.
There we go. This is Terzo.
Doug! Doug!
He buzzed in. What is it there, Mike?
It's Doug!
Oh, 1-1, created by Jim Jenkins. There you go.
Great show.
One
I love Doug.
1-1.
1-1.
Family dramas. I don't even watch family dramas. It's going to be hard for me to come up with 2 and 3 here.
That's fine.
What is a family drama from the last... Like, well, obviously, you can't give out a name for it.
No, you probably shouldn't. I mean...
Family drama. Oh.
I know a couple, actually. I do know a couple, oddly enough.
Peter, that was it.
Oddly enough, I know a couple family dramas.
Family drama.
Like, there was a couple family dramas that would air before my Full House syndication, so I'd have to sit in the tail.
ABC Family? I don't roll that way.
All right, pal.
What's a family? I'm going to get rid of family dramas. That was your first. I can't think of any. I can think of a lot of family comedies.
Oh, damn it. You're moving my mic
around. Do you know another family drama? No, leaves right. out too. Okay, so I'm gonna keep it family though.
That's
well,
fine.
Family drama.
So these,
be
are
like going,
these are all gonna be family shows.
Okay.
That is not a family.
Blue's Clues was definitely.
And
a family
Mikey's
drama.
Will stick with kid shows, but here we go. Steve, this one's a little harder.
There's a magic in. Portrait of the happiness that we feel and always will. Oh, it is enough.
That's all you're getting, because
oh
I gave God. It away for you.
Hopefully that show got canceled.
But he didn't remember.
Song.
He didn't
no.
remember.
No, I was listening very closely.
You want to use your one clue? That means you don't get a clue for the third one.
Yes.
Your one clue?
I always take my one clue, yes. Okay,
no, there you go.
My one guess was, my one thought was way off, so yes, give me the clue.
Dick Van Patten.
Wow. Dick Van Patten.
He was the father of a rambunctious bunch on this show.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. I gotta tell ya, can I give a bad guess?
Can he ask the
you
audience?
You can give a bad guess,
I,
sure.
I'm gonna just give a bad, because I hate ever saying I don't know, so I'll give a bad guess. It's how it, no, this is how I got through college, bad guesses, all right? I'm gonna say eight is enough.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding. Holy eight shit. Is enough.
Holy
what
shit.
The hell is that?
Wow.
That's well done.
Wow.
That's well,
what
well
is
done.
Eight is enough?
No,
eight is enough.
I was trying to think of family shows, and I'm like, well, I know a lot of the family shows, and I wasn't too familiar with that theme song, obviously, as the deer in the headlight look that I had. Wow. Well, then the clue did help, too, because when you said Dick Van Patten,
that, well,
I'm like, all right.
He did star in a few shows, though.
I'm like, here we go.
I got to think of another cartoon for Mikey, but I think I got to dig back
holy
a little.
Holy shit. If you could all see me now, I'm sweating like the girl in the Soundgarden video, Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No. Every Hanna-Barbera song has the title of the show in it.
That's
pretty
true.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Meet the Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, where
Jetson,
are you?
Meet George Jetson.
Yeah. Meet the, yeah. Hanna-Barbera is a little too obvious.
Yeah, and his son Leroy.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be kids' shows.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a
cartoon. Shows. No, it doesn't have to be a cartoon.
Well, I do got one. I do got one.
Here we are. All right. God, I'm very afraid of my third one.
Here's Mikey.
Spin it.
Oh.
I can't think of the name of it. I know this.
With the big bear on the plane. What the?
Take your clue.
I used to watch this show. You're picking some great ones. No, it's not.
It is. It's a spinoff of the Chipmunks.
Tailspin.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
All
whoa, right. Stump the Steve. He's keeping up.
I'm very happy about
he's
that.
He's keeping up.
Man, you got some memories coming back here. Oh, my
beautiful.
Goodness.
Well, that's what
by the way,
for.
great choices, actually.
Oh, that's a giveaway. That's a giveaway, Steve, the one I was just going to.
Those are two great
ones. I was going to do Facts of Life.
Oh, I
the
know that.
Names in the song.
I know that one.
Silver Spoons. Silver Spoons all over the song. All right. Family comedy.
Here we go.
It's amazing what you remember that you don't realize you remember.
Brady Bunch is too easy. It's got to be the toughest one. This is number three.
I know, and I know the Brady Bunch too well.
Maybe
me
Pat
and,
Tobias can give
me
one.
Me and Craig Bierko used to watch
yes.
Brady Bunch. Too.
No, that's an easy one, though, Pat, because the title of the song is in it.
Yeah, and I well, here's the thing. Here's a little trick they'll tell you about.
He did bring up a good one.
All right. I was going to say, a little trick they always told us in TV class is that the opening theme had to sell the show.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to have the name of the show in the theme.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This one may stump the Steve.
I shall do my best.
Never thought forever was the best I could do.
Nope, not giving you the name. That's... Not giving you the end of that
no,
song.
No, no, no. Oh, you
then
want to be the end?
Came.
Then came, huh? Oh, wow.
This one may stump the Steve. No clues. He used
the clue, and
he had it. Yeah. He had the bad answer, and he knew it would. He
but your clue helped. Cause
okay, Dickie Van Patten helped.
That did help a lot, actually. Oh, my God. Oh,
you're going to kick yourself, too, with this one, because I know you do know the show.
What'd you say?
Terzo may have a chance to stump the Steve.
Oh, here we go. Wow. I'm trying to think of one last...
15 seconds!
Yeah, I'll take my 15 seconds.
You can take your time.
On.
Take your time.
Hold on,
wow.
I got this covered.
Wow.
Terzo stopwatching you. Someone's getting a little cocky over there.
That's fine. That's fine. Oh my God.
Remember, family, sitcoms, or dramas.
Right. Wow.
Two people in the song. Would you like to hear some of the song again?
Yeah, if you don't mind, yes.
I will give you the first 15 seconds of the song last time.
Right. Thanks for the chance.
Never getting caught up. Love was never brought up.
It's not the thing to do.
Ooh, this is you. Then came you. You made me leap without taking a look.
Wow, you know what? I do not know this at all. What's up?
Whoa, boo, nope, that's it. Give a guess. Alex ruined your time. You're out. You gotta give me a guess. Alex ruined your thinking time by giving you a clue. From the back of the room.
Well,
you got 5 seconds.
Luigi, what was that?
Yeah, it was pretty low.
Thankfully, I didn't hear. All right. Oh, God. Black?
Oh, you did hear! You just said it!
I'm thinking of myself.
I didn't hear!
Well, I didn't
then you repeat the clue!
Yeah. Well, you know what?
If you guess this is tainted.
No, God, I cannot.
He's getting the asterisk.
No, I can't think of it. I honestly can't.
Steve, make one guess. Might as well make a guess.
Just say something.
God, I can't think. I know.
All right, he's working himself up too much.
No, I know all the black shows. Well, those shows. I know the.
There's nothing wrong with
Norman
that.
Lear.
Was that a clue? I
this is more Norm Van Leer than Norman Lear. No. There, yeah, that was Alex's clue.
Wow. My God, I cannot.
Yeah, just throw out a name. Throw out a name.
I'm honestly thinking I can't.
You won't even take a guess.
I don't know. I don't even. All the guesses.
I'd rather you be wrong with a guess than not give an answer.
All right, no, that's true. I'm just. God, I know all the names I'm thinking. I know the themes too, so I don't
think the Steve is going to get stumped.
Oh man, here we go. I honestly.
Well, maybe you'll get lucky and Terzo misses, and there'll have to be a tie. Maybe there'll have to be a bonus round.
Because I honestly, okay, because all the
take a guess.
Jesus,
don't hypothesize.
I don't know. I honestly.
All right, I've had enough. It's Webster.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you look bad now, don't you?
What? Yeah. Wow.
Webster.
Wow.
Yep.
Didn't watch.
All right, Mikey.
Lot.
Yeah. Well, for the win.
I'll say the Mike Terzo. Well, I didn't watch that show a whole lot.
I've never heard of it. So
this is for the win.
All right.
Wow.
I feel like this is not going to be making a difference.
I can't.
Hold on.
What?
Let me turn her down a little.
Hell? I can't give you the whole theme.
What?
Well, here you go. You
I'm
ready?
Deaf. What?
Are you ready?
What? Oh, my goodness. Darkstalkers?
What is it?
Darkstalkers?
No, you were incorrect. Bonus round.
Yes!
It was Real Monsters.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh! Thank
I should have waited longer before I guessed. I should have listened. Let me hear it again.
Almost a stump to Steve, but he's been saved. Do you want to hear the rest of it?
Yeah. You know what? You know, it's funny. I know the show, but that was one of the...
Give him the whole thing. I didn't give Steve the whole thing.
No, I thought it was Doc Starkers because it started out real, you know, drooly and stuff. But once it got upbeat, I would have figured that out. Ah, Real Monsters. You know, that was kind of came on towards the end of my cartoon career.
I liked Producer Caesar's recommendation, but Steve will get that one easy. I got to make it a little harder.
Harder than Webster? Come on.
He was throwing out another show that you would have had in 5 seconds.
Well, like, okay, a lot of the songs or shows I was thinking was Martin, 227, Living Single. Like I
would have never. I forgot
these. All right. Stump the Steve. You lasted another round. But that means I have to feel like I got to make this super hard.
I know, which I'm pooping my trousers.
Well, you're lucky. I mean, if I had a little premature guessing there.
That's
so,
true.
It worked out well for you.
It did. Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm ready.
I got to think about it here.
I got to stretch.
I got to think about it here. But were you a fan of Our Real Monsters, Mikey?
I you know what? It wasn't a terrible cartoon, but it wasn't one of my favorites. It
wasn't one of your
favorites. No, I didn't watch it too much. It was kind of the cartoon I would watch if nothing else was on. You know what I mean?
Me too, actually. Oddly enough.
You know that guy that held his eyeballs, who ate a lot?
Yeah.
I always kind of identified with him a little bit.
Did one of these. He walked around like this.
Are you trying to say I smell Lee?
Lee.
Trying to say he stinks?
No, he's trying to say that Turza holds his eyeballs.
Family comedy. I almost threw at you some Northern Exposure, but I forgot Family Comedy.
Yeah. Pal.
Family comedy.
Oh, I got a pal in the room now, let me tell you.
Golden Palace doesn't count as family comedy.
No, it doesn't.
I was going to, though.
How about a Love Boat?
I would have known that.
Love Boat's not a family. What family's on the Love Boat together, pal?
I would have known Love Boat within the first few seconds.
Family comedy. Okay.
I am very worried.
The problem is all the shows from the 50s and 60s are, it's the Donna Reed Show.
Oh, never would have gotten that.
And then, have a giveaway at that point.
No, not true. You're true. Yeah, they all are.
Yeah, they're all that.
I'm thumbing through my 50s Rolodex. They all are, actually.
I gotta give them a tough family show.
Leave It to Beaver. The Honeymooners, I Love Lucy.
Oh, man, this is rough.
Wait. Oh, well. Yeah,
a tough family show.
Because
here's the problem for our listeners at home. Steve knows all the family shows. It's not a family show.
I didn't know Webster.
What family's on the Dean Martin show?
What?
Are him and Don Rickles brothers? Did they have strife together? I don't remember.
Well.
Yeah, it's in the song. And Norman Lear's right down his alley.
Norman Lear is down my alley.
We try to avoid the Norman Lear.
I might want to.
Yeah,
Jefferson's I'd know. And I'd know what's happening. Wow, wow, wow. That's that was a fan.
How about this one?
This is great.
Oh, thank you. Here we go. All right, I'm going to get to look
Luis,
at some
find
options here.
All right, I guess Chips is out then.
Well, now it is.
I'd actually know Chips, actually. That's a cop show.
Jesus Christ. These are awful.
I got a great one.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I'm looking here. No, that's too easy.
I feel like I'm being tied up
and
having tomatoes
easy?
Thrown at me.
That'd be a little easy.
We just watched it the other night. You want me to give it to him? I will.
No.
Wait, show me that.
You're right about one thing. He'll figure that out real fast. Yeah,
Isn't
you're right.
Oh,
I
got it, got it. Thank you.
Ah, Fiddlesticks.
Oh, very good. All right.
Listen here.
Not quite. It's not family, though.
Gotta be family.
But you know what? I do have... we go.
What, you got one?
All right, you ready? This one's really, really hard.
I shall do my best.
I will not give you a clue.
You don't know. I
was going to.
No, you don't have to.
Heart of every family, there's a love.
my God.
I can't give you much. Well, I'll give you a little bit of the chorus.
All right. All right.
That's it.
Well,
that's it. I have a feeling that Steve has been stumped.
I gotta say, there was some nice synth rock, so I know what decade. I know what decade we're in.
Yeah.
Oh God. Something about step by stepping. Let me think here. No, I'd know that. Oh God. Oh man. I'm trying to think of even an educated guess for you here. Wow. Who gave that to you, by the way?
Nobody.
Oh, you
probably... I thought of one show. I can't even tell you this. It's too much of a clue.
Wow. All right.
I saw a word on that screen that made me think of another show.
Really? All right. You know what? I do not know that one.
Better take a guess.
All right, I will take a guess. But all my guesses are really bad. My really awful, awful guess is Silver Spoon. I don't think that's right.
Formerly known as Valerie, starring Edie McClurg and Jason Bateman, the Hogan Family.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Mike Terzo stays alive for another question.
You couldn't have used Hogan's Heroes. I would have known that.
That's why I changed it. Oh, we did. That was our first thought.
I would have known Hogan.
And then I go, oh, that's not family comedy or family drama.
No.
So I went to Hogan.
Unless that
family.
World War II was one big happy family.
Are you ready, Mikey?
Sure.
You think this one's too easy? I don't think Mikey watches this show is why I don't think it's easy. No.
We might be going to double overtime here if I mess this up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
okay,
stump
like,
Steve.
I like
stump.
Lee's suggestion better. Lee, are you glad you didn't play now? Do you think you would have failed? Yeah.
I mean, if you're
if you're
dropping the Titanic
question.
On my head right now, or you know,
this could go another round.
I hope it does.
Will Steve save alive?
Oh, my goodness. I know this. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Ding, ding, ding in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. The
real.
Steve has been – that one's hard. I wouldn't have gotten that one until the end. Until the
Rocky
end.
And Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get that right away?
I knew it just from the little ding, 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 ding in the beginning. Done.
I thought he was gone.
Play that.
Play the other one.
Oh, you want the... Oh, no. And watch, you won't get
another great
one.
Show I haven't seen in a while, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
He knew Rocky and... Like,
yeah.
That.
I know the Hogan Family. Oh. Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
Wow.
Yeah,
he
knew both. Another great show.
He knew both.
Steve, I apologize. If you want to play Stump to Steve, you're more than welcome to come to the studio and do so.
Yes.
We do have a show tomorrow night.
Now it's called Try Fucking Me.
Now wait. Mikey, are you going to be here tomorrow night?
Yeah, I can be here tomorrow night.
Rematch?
Sure. That's fine.
Well, Steve, would you like to cash in your rematch?
I would. Money
Steve,
in the bank.
Steve, you realize this may be like that like one-in-a-lifetime thing where...
What do you mean?
So Terzo's saying he's going to celebrate his victory tonight.
I'm
going to
celebrate my victory like I just won the World Cup. And and I'm hold on. Here comes my milk that I got to drink free tickets to Disney World. No.
Yes.
I
didn't win tickets last night. Come on. Where's my ticket?
You got more fish heads, Steve.
Oh, you may. Listen, pal.
No, I think
I would love to see Pat Tobias versus Steve, too. That one would be really good.
That would be fun.
I do want to throw this on Steve's defense.
He has to defend you now?
I think I had a much easier category, but with my level of TV IQ, it may have been pretty
Rocky
equal.
And Bullwinkle was impossible. I couldn't... I blew my mind.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
I tell you what, if you gave me his category, I wouldn't have gotten one.
Even the animators are telling me that was a tough one. You weren't going to get it.
Well,
What's wrong with you? You got a TV in your head.
Obviously.
Jesus Christ.
Well, if I've learned anything, I need to start watching more Webster
and
Hogan Family.
So let's be honest, though. It is called Stump the Steve, so I do give him tougher
categories. Yeah, of course. Right, and realistically, I don't watch. I told you guys what I watch, and I appreciate you, because if you would have gave me his categories.
Maybe on Thursday we can have Steve and Caesar Stump the Steve.
I would gladly
Caesar,
to do that.
I'd pay good money for that face-off.
Okay. Hey.
In song category.
Right. In song category?
No, in choosing a theme.
Say, Matt,
Oh, Terza doesn't have any. He doesn't want to face Caesar.
Oh, no.
Are you denying challengers
now? No, I didn't know that was a challenge for me. Absolutely, I'll face Caesar.
Oh,
I thought we were going to watch Steve and Caesar go at it.
Well, you know, one day.
One day.
One day. Steve has to win his title back, though, because I think as of now, it's not the Mikey.
Since I won, we're going to have to rename it. We should call it Pulling My Prick.
Pulling My Prick? Why is it called Pulling My Prick?
Trying to see if you can pull my prick and beat me.
Chuck.
Chuck?
Why Chuck?
Chuck will get killed. Steve will railroad him.
Yeah. I can see Chuck. Chuck,
I feel bad,
man,
for Steve.
Man, I don't know.
I kind of feel like some of Steve's manhood feels like it got... Like maybe vasectomy.
I didn't watch a lot of Webster.
But you said you watched all those black shows.
Oh, here we
quote,
go. Why couldn't you
the Jefferson?
Why couldn't you have played Living Single?
Stanford and Son.
I knew Living Single.
You said, wasn't the quote,
two.
I kept up with all those black shows?
No, I don't know what you said. It was 227.
Not 222.
No.
Yeah, moving on up. To
no, the 222 was the spinoff of 227.
All
and what
right.
was the one with the skinny black guy who liked to dance a lot?
Amen. Amen. If you play that theme, why didn't you play Amen? They're just singing.
Why didn't I play Amen? Because I know you love the show.
Oh, would you stop?
Oh,
come
boy.
Come on.
It's Stump the Steve.
All right.
I know you better than anyone on TV.
So, did you know?
All right. Let's see if we can reclaim some of this.
All right.
Steve, I'll give you what I think may be a very easy question.
All right.
Can you name the two... I guess you would say banes of existence for Rocky and Bullwinkle in the cartoon.
Oh, wasn't that you're talking the villains, right? The Boris and
Natasha.
Natasha. They wasn't it the whole kind of the Cold War esque a lot of talking about the Cold War with
hey,
it.
Yeah, he's pretty right.
Absolutely
on.
Good. I mean, it was kind of a kid's version of what was going on.
And then what was the classic? Now here's something I think you'll really like. Remember that part?
I do remember
Moose
that.
Moose and Squirrel.
Moose and Squirrel, yes. Well, I had to brush up on my Dave Coulier
impersonation. Peabody was great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, can we get to the news?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. What
is
do you want?
Is this on the Huffington Post?
Yes, it's on the Where are you going? And what's October 6th to the 10th? What are you talking about? Our
trip
to LA?
I love
Why
LA.
Am I talking about that?
I love
August 23rd.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on tomorrow's show,
yes.
Mo Collins, Mad TV, Men of a Certain Age.
Yeah, so.
Family Guy.
Crazy.
Huh? Yeah, it's off the air. Mike Royce will be on next week. You can tell him that yourself.
I was just asking a question.
You can make all those noises you want then.
Back to the news.
All right, so what do you want to hear about? Man steals limo and leaves pants behind? Urban cliff divers plunge 90 feet into Boston Harbor?
That's in retarded. Keep talking.
Artists celebrate motherhood with amazing pregnant belly paintings?
No.
Girls struck by lightning twice in shower?
I like that one.
No, she was in her clothes in
All
the
right,
shower.
All right, well, we'll start out with man steals limo, leaves pants behind.
All right.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Big shocker.
Oh,
I didn't know they had limos in Lincoln, Nebraska. You learn something new every day.
That's why he stole one. It was on its way through town.
Authorities say a Nebraska partygoer who passed out in a limousine bus bathroom later drove the 40-foot-long vehicle home but left his wallet behind in a pair of jeans. Lincoln police say the $80,000 bus was found a few blocks from Stephen Hunter's home Saturday afternoon. The 30-year-old doesn't remember driving the bus. He charged him with criminal mischief and unauthorized vehicle use. Police say Hunter was likely asleep when the bus was taken back to Leisure Limousine Limo Services around 3:30 a.m., and his jeans were found in the bathroom.
Okay, I have a question. Why were his pants off in the bathroom?
They don't get to that. They don't have anything on
that. And here's the other thing. What did he really do wrong?
Took his pants off somewhere in public.
There's no proof that he drove it back.
There's really, look, it's a party bus. If you guys have ever been in a party bus.
The bus was parked in his driveway.
It doesn't give.
What happened? You know what the most important thing is? What happened to the driver?
There you go. That's the guy who should be getting in trouble. How did this guy get access to keys?
Well, he passed
out. But there's no way of knowing that he actually drove.
No, no, no. He stole the bus, though. This isn't one. He wasn't on the party bus. He passed out in the limousine bus bathroom and drove the bus to his house.
Yes. He wanted to go home. It's not like he.
Oh, well, now that you put it that way.
Look at it. It's not like he stole the thing. He drove it. It was what they said, a few blocks away. Big deal.
Can we talk about this earthquake today real quick?
Yeah, all right.
Big deal, no big deal.
Yes. The fault lines, they're a giant line. It runs across the country.
Okay, let me tell you something, pal.
Oh, boy.
Okay, pal.
I think people's lives are just so fucking boring that when anything tiny and minute happens. And by the way, I love how people hate L.A. And when this happens in L.A., people are like, that's what you get for living in L.A. Now that happens in the East Coast.
Not when you live
everyone's
in New
York. Like, oh, we had an earthquake today.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Well, I don't understand that logic.
Nor do I.
Because they usually bash the West Coasters. Yeah, go out, live with the fruits and nuts in L.A. Have fun with the earthquakes. No?
What?
You don't think people are just really fucking bored?
I just think the news has nothing better to do except for make something out
of
nothing.
It was a 5.8. That's nothing.
Exactly.
I fart 5.8.
Yeah.
No, well, and we know you do, because the smell was in here for 20 minutes. It's finally starting to clear up.
Well, trust me when I tell you, it's brewing, buddy.
Oh, boy.
So, Steve, you don't think big deal, no big deal?
No big deal.
No big deal as well.
No big deal.
No.
And that's from people in Chicago.
Yeah. All right.
An earthquake last year. It was like 4.9. No one gave a fuck.
I slept
next
through it.
Topic.
This is not important enough for Terzo. He wants to hear about the girl struck by lightning twice in the shower.
Yeah. No. Was she touching her?
Swedish girl.
Oh, I got better.
Svensson, 12 years old.
Never mind.
12 years old. So she's off now?
She's off.
You don't care about Alice Svensson anymore?
Oh, Luis, he refrains from talking now.
Yeah, because he was going to be like, I was in the shower with her.
Listen.
No.
Did you
strike a 12-year-old twice in the shower? Did you? You want to talk about it?
Call DCFS.
Yeah, DCFS. DCFS may be the least of his problems.
Luisi was going to make one of his typically clean, tasteful comments at the microphone.
All right, so what other news stories are out there?
Oh, you don't want to hear about this?
No.
Oh. Terzo says pass. Lee says he wants to hear about it. Following a family dinner, Svensson took a shower in the basement. Her parents said they heard their daughter scream after two bursts of thunder erupted outside. According to the publication, Svensson screamed again when her mother, Cecilia, entered the bathroom and found her clutching the metal shower hose.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Self-inflicted.
Cecilia Svensson called an expert on the radio who explained what had happened. Lightning struck the house and traveled through the pipes to the shower hose while what the child was using.
So she apparently lived pretty well here.
Yeah, I just hope she was using it for the right reason. Yeah, she's alive.
She's 12.
Puberty. That is a little off color.
Wow.
That's a little off color. We don't want to go to 12-year-old masturbation topic.
Oh, next.
Drunk American passenger threatened to stab British Airways staff.
Now this sounds interesting.
That's right. That sounds about accurate.
Okay.
It was on what airline was it on?
British Airways staff, so I'm a guessing,
right.
Just going to roll the die,
yeah.
British Airways. Could be crazy.
Could be.
An American businessman was charged with assault and being drunk on an aircraft after threatening to stab the staff on his British Airways flight. Tim Bradley, 32, was on a flight from Phoenix to London Saturday, during which passengers reported seeing him drink several glasses of wine and beer. He became aggressive when the cabin crew cut him off. Wielding a shard of glass, the mortgage consultant was ready to attack the crew. Why have I fucking been picked? I'll stab the pilots if you want, he yelled as passenger Leslie Lewis told The Sun. Bradley also reportedly spat at cabin crew.
Oh my God.
So again, what did he do wrong?
I'll tell you, he's what's wrong with our country, with his entitlement. Thinking he could just be
You wanted to know why the fuck he was picked.
Yeah, why was he picked? Because he was probably the loudest jackass on that flight. That's Well, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Moving along.
I just wanted to throw this out here real quick. I find it so wonderful. Actually,
yes.
This is every time I come down here, I stare, and I just have to share this with the guests. There is a beautiful, like, wood ornament type case on the wall behind Matt.
Yeah.
There's beautiful hand-painted porcelain Norman Rockwell bells in there. There's a bronze horse. And then there, on the top, in the very middle, there's this gorgeous little girl that from Precious Moments, this beautiful little porcelain doll. And then there's a picture of a stripper with an autograph on it next to it.
An adult romance actress.
Oh, I'm sorry. A porn star.
An adult romance
with an autographic.
Actress.
Let me tell you.
So you have Precious Moments next to the porn star. I like
that. Oh, bull semen causes highway ramp closure?
What?
Now we're talking.
Segway?
Now we're talking.
Speaking of.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said good.
Yeah.
Good for him. I'm glad he wanted to stab him with shots of clay.
The guy's an idiot.
Hey, he cracks me up. It's the spice of life.
Yeah.
Now, what about this bull semen?
The spice of life.
I'm not going to lie. If I were on an airplane, I would have been laughing my ass off.
He broke his glass and used shards of it to threaten people. He's
I would have been laughing.
It.
You're supposed to make a one-liner.
Wow.
Wow, one-liner. I'm
what?
Sorry. I thought it was funny.
Not everything is a one-liner, and the guy's a moron.
Listen.
He'll
yeah, but it's still
again.
Funny.
In better news,
yeah.
Frozen bull semen falls from Greyhound bus that we use to run over each other all the
beautiful.
Time.
Beautiful.
Causes highway ramp closure in Nashville, Tennessee.
You sure it wasn't up in Washington?
Canisters of frozen bull semen that fell from a Greyhound bus caused a minor scare when emergency officials found them emitting vapor by the side of the road near downtown Nashville. How'd you like to smell that driving by? The canisters fell off just before 6 a.m. Ooh, morning rush. Tuesday, as the bus traveled around the curve of a ramp on Interstate 65, leaking canisters with an odor coming out of them was found. Officials shut down the ramp until they determined what was in the containers, but the scene was cleared around 9 a.m. How would you like to be that cop?
Thank you.
Find out what's in that container.
Yeah, hey, bud, we got some bull semen on the highway.
Weren't you talking about the bull you fucked that likes to freeze its semen in her fridge?
What? Oh, that's right. Oh, wow.
No. First off, that would have been a cow. Not a bull.
Oh, you fucked a cow?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There's been a few that were. They might as well have been it. Hey, a very good friend of mine once told me, they're not all going to be nines and tens. You got to throw some threes and fours in the mix there, okay?
So I was told of a story today by Pat Tobias, our booking and guest relations guy. I don't know if this is true, though. Richard Branson's house burned down and Kate Winslet saved his 9-year-old mother.
That is true. Yes. I was on the radio today.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They're all British together.
I heard that on the radio.
So
as well.
She couldn't save Leo, but she could save the 90-year-old grandma.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yikes.
That was on FM radio.
It's a Titanic joke, Mikey.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Sorry, it wasn't Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Formerly Q101, the news network, now what I listen to on my way over, I did hear that story. Yeah, you know.
How much would you pay for dirt from a serial killer's home?
Zero. What do I want that for?
All right, well, should we read the story?
Every ounce of dirt from John Wayne Gacy's house should be ashes for a funeral, okay?
An entrepreneur is selling soil from a serial killer's home in Cleveland.
Oh, great.
People are buying it?
The plain dealer reports Eric Gein. Yeen, probably not of relation to Ed, of Jackson, Florida, had an associate fill two sandwich bags with dirt from Anthony Sowell's house 2 weeks ago and is selling it on his website called SerialKillersInc.net.
Yeah.
Oh, that got a plug on here. Great.
I'm
$25 a gram.
I'm just going to throw this out there. That sounds like some real hillbilly shit.
Yeah.
Well, Gein expects to make a total of $500 off that soil.
Well, okay. First off, why would all that work for $500? And you'd have to be a hillbilly sitting around drinking, watching NASCAR, go, hey, y'all, we'll dig some dirt up and sell it online.
Well, I remember this story, too. This was a 40s to 50s black man. He was thin, and the reason they found out he was a serial killer is the stench from his home was so bad. So, but it was on the news a few years ago. I don't know when actually. Let me see if I can find the year. I don't know. They don't say.
Right.
Whatever. Oh, here we go. But convicted last month of murdering 11 women and dumping the remains around his property. The stench was so bad, people smelt it down the block and called the cops. Down the block. That's how bad of the smell was.
Apparently he doesn't know how to dispose of a body real well.
No, he didn't hang out with a lot of Italians as a kid, no.
Why is he... Who's buying dirt? I want to know. I'm pissed. Like, what kind of moron are you?
25 bucks a gram. I could buy a gram of weed for 20.
Why don't
Actually,
you...
I could buy a gram of weed for 15.
Go to Menard.
Can you smoke dirt?
Oh. You can't smoke dirt.
Doesn't sound like a good purchase
Bieber
to me.
Bieber may try.
He might.
25 a gram. He may try. Wow. What? For this girl, brushing her hair could be life-threatening. Do we want to read about that? No. Police break up violent donut crime ring.
Oh, now we're talking.
Oh, we're in the Terzo wheelhouse now. In Greece, of course.
Well, yeah, that country's fucked right now.
Hey.
Hey, we have some Greece listeners.
Riots! Did you not hear about the riots?
Actually, you know
that
what?
Was in
hey,
Britain.
Side note about Greece.
Yeah.
Side note about Greece. Caputo's doesn't buy feta from Greece anymore because the suppliers were going out of business and the product was so inconsistent they couldn't take it anymore. I'm terrible.
I love when you bring me a good Angelo Caputo gossip.
The day that you can't get good feta from Greece is the day the world might end.
It went bankrupt, Greece. Greece went bankrupt. And there were riots.
And next thing you know, we're not going to get any good olive oil from Greece. I mean,
that's what you're worried about.
I'm worried about that.
Downward spiral. It starts with the feta.
Okay. It took an undercover operation, but Greek police have blown a hole in the ring.
Wow.
Are they trying to be a little folksy on here? Have blown a hole in a ring of alleged crooks who had cornered the donut market in a beach resort. The donut market?
In a beach
resort. Is that how poor Greece is?
Yeah.
They have donut markets?
They're bankrupt.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if our country gets as bad as Greece, I'm starting shooting.
I'm telling you.
It started with complaints that two Bulgarian men and a former Greek wrestling champion were using violence to choke off the trade by other donut vendors. I can't fix it.
Hey, this is great.
How dumb are the fucking Greeks?
You know what? Hey, we should start doing this with the Italian beef business here in Chicago.
Wow. Lee, how do you feel about your people here?
Listen, I can't defend this on any level.
Well, I'm just going to throw... Hold on.
These people will do anything for the left Oz, we call it.
I'm just going to throw this out here in Lee's defense, but he's the least Greek I know.
Yeah.
He's not even really Greek. I think he's secretly Jewish, but he just doesn't tell
anybody. I'm not Greek because I'm not arrogant, greedy, impatient, and stubborn.
But you are broke. Yeah. So, anyways, so an undercover officer posed as a donut seller, police said Tuesday, and he was attacked, leading to the arrest of the three aggressive donut sellers.
Wow.
I really like these guys. Again, what did these guys do wrong?
Yeah, they were just doing it the old school way.
What did they do
with
wrong?
The donut crime syndicate.
They didn't do anything wrong. That's just how business gets done sometimes.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, I got an idea. You can make half of the money you're making now, or you can make none of it. What would you like to do?
Five meals inspired by The Simpsons. Would you like to know what these meals are?
Yeah,
do
I kinda,
we care?
I'm kind of curious.
Do we care? TV gourmet.
Wow.
Well, of course, the 64 slices of American cheese.
Yes.
That goes without saying.
Obvious.
That goes without saying.
Why? I don't get it.
There's an episode where Homer sits in his underwear and eats 64 slices of cheese, just unwraps them all and eats them in his underpants.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Then there's the grease from the burgers when he's trying to gain weight to go on disability.
Yeah, I love this. Yeah. Tom Collins pot pie. Yeah. So you need Tom Collins. Then you pour the drink into the pie crust. Then add a sprinkling of cloves. That's the meal.
Wow.
Nice. Someone ate these though, and they said it was really bad. Surprisingly. Shockingly.
Shockingly. That's...
Tom Collins pot pie, not so good. Let's see what's on page two here.
Oh, my God.
I feel like these are not...
No, there's a 64 slice.
I feel like this is not Sam Simon approved.
No, it's probably not Sammy Simon approved. School of Hard Knockers, the Worcester soft drink.
What? That sounds awful.
Worcestershire,
yeah,
right?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
They say it real fast on
Worcestershire, KOQ. Worcestershire.
There it goes. Yeah. There fill the glass with soda. They use Sprite. And then pour the Worcestershire.
You know what? This is not even...
sauce into glass. That's
this is retarded. This sounds like some 14-year-old thought it'd be funny and just... I mean,
well, he got it on the Huffington Post.
There aren't even recipes.
Corn nog?
I don't want to know.
Pour cream corn into a cup. Add eggnog.
That is disgusting.
Again, retarded. How do these have anything to do with The Simpsons?
Well, because these were all something that has been advertised or eaten or used on The Simpsons.
Oh, Tom Collins popped by.
Yes. So Homer Simpson sat down, and he was drinking Tom Collins and pouring it into his pot pie. Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Okay, last one. Maybe this will be good. Vaseline on toast.
No. Oh, no. That's awful.
Toast the bread. Spread Vaseline.
I feel like that would just coat your mouth.
Yeah, I don't think this guy liked it too much either.
Yeah.
Who eats Vaseline?
No, that's disgusting.
There was something wrong with this kid.
Gay men.
We don't like that one.
I don't like that one.
Five weird things that influence how food tastes. Do we care?
Yes.
Okay.
No, no. The last one I didn't care about.
What your mom ate while you were a fetus.
I don't want to know that.
Is number five.
There was
a study that showed kids whose mothers were given carrot juice were less grossed out when they were given carrots. That was one of the studies.
Well, I pretty much eat everything, so.
Well, then your mother pretty much eats everything.
No, she really doesn't.
The label, even if the label's lying, the label influences what you eat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that true, Mikey?
Yeah.
Do you buy things based off a good label?
I look more on the ingredients.
Go ahead, Lee. You got something?
I highly doubt that my parents and my mom's diet influenced my diet. I highly doubt my mom ate chicken nugget soup when I was in her womb.
That could be probably not.
Chicken nugget soup.
You had chicken nugget soup? Background noise. Background noise, does that influence the way you eat at all?
It affects the ambiance, but it can affect overall mood. What's your overall mood probably can affect the way a food tastes based on your perception.
It's fair. Steve?
Oh, God.
Do you care about background noise?
No, I usually like to eat alone.
Well, Terzo nailed it, though, because number two is your personality and mood.
Who might know just a little something about food?
And number,
this guy.
Number one, though, does the color influence
absolute,
the food
100%. 100%. There's a great beer tour you can do in Germany. And one of the breweries that you'll stop in the Black Forest puts you in this room, and they give you like all these different kinds of German not brewery. This is one of the wineries, but it's next to a brewery, and they give you all these different kinds of wine. And every time they give you a new glass of wine, they tell you to close your eyes, and they change the color in the room, and it's amazing. I've had three or four buddies that have done this. I would love to do this. How every single glass of wine they give you has totally different notes and smells and everything because of the colors in the room. And then at the end, you find out it was all the same type of wine every single
glass.
Well,
they claim that the color of the glass actually changes the way what in the glass tastes.
Yep.
That's true?
That is true. There was a big – that's why a lot of –
really?
That's why
so
a lot
if
of,
you play beer pong with green glasses, it gets real nasty?
That's why –
but the plastic cups don't matter.
No. But there is some truth to that. I mean, another thing is that a lot of bars, if you notice, there's a trend there where a lot of bars are starting to use blue, like that neon blue lighting, because it would make the alcohol taste, you know, smoother, more like water. And they could pour cheaper booze and get away with it.
At Terzo Science, never fails.
Look it up. Lee,
I want to do two more things. I would like to send out apologies. Jimmy Kimmel's Uncle Frank passed away today.
Really?
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Mr. Kimmel.
Yeah, and I actually like Jimmy.
Yeah,
so that's,
he's a good guy.
And
he's a good guy.
I actually thought Uncle Frank was a great character. I mean, it was...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. That sucks. And then we can play a song, Get Out Here, unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about. We got another show tomorrow, though, so, you know.
Oh.
Mo Collins tomorrow.
Yes.
And Brandon Quinn was great today from Against the Wall.
He was
a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
I was very timid about it, but he was good.
I feel like he was somebody who could have gone out with and had a good time. Although if you went out with us, you might be a little scared.
You may stand out a little bit.
Yeah,
like a sore thumb.
Well, we even that out with our loudness. So how he stands out in his looks, we bring him back to earth with being loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I got one thing. One quick thing. In case anyone's curious.
In case you need some sandwich art, Steve is live every 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Penn Station Subs every day.
On Butterfield Road in Lombard, in case no one knows.
Yeah, actually, right over by what is it called now? It was Paradise, the Living Room. Now it's just called The Room.
The Room.
Well, I think it's out of business, period.
Oh,
right
is it out
now?
Yeah.
So what was your one thing?
Oh, you own the lodge?
In case
Scumbag.
Other than rematch tomorrow, Stump the Steve. And I do encourage Lee to do some homework, and maybe he could compete against the Steve.
Just in case anyone's curious, maybe people heard about something and they thought we were Miller Boyetting anything, we have Comic-Con stuff coming.
Comic-Con stuff is on the way. We have all the videos and everything. We're working on it. Hopefully diligently over the next few days.
Well, yes, hopefully. Let us hope.
If any of you guys want a Twitter post about why, you can blame it on me. I took him out to the Royal Buffet.
No,
Mikey, don't take
no,
blame.
No. Trust
don't
me.
Take
Trust
blame.
Me, there was some, you know.
So what do we want to play on the way out? I'm looking at some Barry White.
Hey. How about I played for you earlier today?
How about something in English?
No, I played you.
Oh,
anyway.
You mean that sock hop song? I want a chili burger after I hear that, and I want to see some bitch
What's
on
wrong
skates
with that?
Roll by.
Who doesn't like a chili dog?
What some about? Barry White, Just the Way You Are.
Sure.
Just the Way You Are, softer side. This is a true story. This was Bryan Cranston's wedding song.
Well, little FYI, the more you know.
Yeah.
You need to get him on the show.
Working on it.
He's a great actor.
Working on it.
Working
He's a little busy.
It.
Doing a few things, believe
He's
it or
busy.
Not.
Malcolm in the Middle?
Like 8 movies coming out next year.
Malcolm in the Middle. Wow.
And the last season of Breaking Bad next year.
Yeah, how come you didn't give me the Malcolm in the Middle theme?
Because you would have gotten that. So here we go. Barry White. All right. Just the Way You Are. Caesar, this is for you.
Please me, you never let me down before. I don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far, no love. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Hey there, you always have my unspoken passion. Although I might need to care, I don't want clever conversation. Don't want to work that hard. No love, I just want someone to talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I do. What will it take till you believe in me the way I believe in you? Yeah, I said I love you. That's forever. This I promise from my heart. I could not love you better. Yeah. I love you just the way.